A reading from Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
I referenced this the other day the last sentence, you cannot serve both God and money, as a non sequitur. But then, as I was reading it recently, actually today, I saw that it was actually totally complementary to what Jesus was saying before, that you have competing loves here. Mm-hmm. And they don't actually work well together. I mean, it's going to be one or the other. You have to make a choice, in a way. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, bring poverty on yourself, but where is your first love? I think that's what he says. Where is your first love? Because everything else has to be subservient to it, to be underneath it.
And Jesus was very clear in his understanding about the power of money and wealth to draw us away from God. He speaks more about money in the New Testament than he does about love, because he just knows that that's a challenge point for us. And in my text, it has money with a capital letter, and the ancient text, well, not the ancient, but the older English text had, you can't serve God and mammon.
Right.
Jesus was personalizing it. We tend to think of money as neutral. But what he was saying is there's actually a spirit behind money. And he puts personhood to it almost in some ways, that it's competing for your affections. That God is the one who deserves the love of all of your being. And it's so easy to become rooted in this world and have money draw us off. And so we become divided in our way.
And your book, The Authority Encounter, talks about spiritual warfare a great deal. And oftentimes when we think of Jesus, we think of the Prince of Peace, without really dealing with the actual situation that Jesus was always, it seemed to always be in, which was being contested, being opposed by somebody in the world, including the time when he's shown a coin and what did he say?
Should you pay taxes, or basically the assumption, give it to the temple? And Jesus says, look on both sides, and says, give to Caesar's what is Caesar's, right, and give to God what is God's.
Right. The power of money is the power of the world. I mean, it's Jesus is very realistic about it. And the power of money as a power in the world has an ability to take our fallen nature and make us slaves to it.
Absolutely. And he really wants to emphasize here that of all the idols and all the pursuits in life, this is one of the biggest one. And it can divide us really quickly. You can't follow two masters. I can't help but hear this passage and think of the Bambara proverb that we often had in Mali, is that when a man comes to a fork in the road, if he tries to take both roads at the same time, he'll split his pants. So we have to choose. It's either going to be God or this world. We're going to be conflicted if we try to have two masters.
Which actually our culture says, I'd rather postpone the decision.
Absolutely. And so we walk around with split pants.